This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan with Noel and Chuang in the studio this morning. Now, the recently announced 250 billion ringgit stimulus package by the government is the largest ever, indicating the negative impact of the pandemic that it could possibly have on the economy. And our Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin has said that this budget is one that where no one gets left behind. But this has not been echoed by every segment of the Malaysian population or the Malaysian economy. And one such sector is the SME sector. And we're running a poll on Twitter to what's the best way to help SMEs survive the COVID-19 pandemic. And right now, at 36% of people voted for more wage subsidization, 32% at tax rebates, and 28% with interest-free loans. Now, for more on this, we speak to SME Association of Malaysia President Dato' Michael Kang to find out his views on whether the initiatives are currently supportive enough of this important sector of the economy. Thank you for joining us on the line this morning. Now, do we have any idea of how many Malaysians are employed in the SME sector, and what is its contribution to the in percentage to the GDP?
Okay, the Malaysia's SMEs, consists of 66% of total employment. Currently, we have 15 million of employment in the country, workforce in the country. So SME equivalent about 10 million employed, 10 million workforce. This is the recall backbone of economy. And the SME is contributed about 38.3% of GDP contribution currently. So the government, the target by 2020, we supposed to hit 50% of GDP contribution.
So from an SME perspective, what is lacking from this stimulus package?
I think the most important, I think so everyone know that in MCO lockdown, the whole operations of the businesses, I think SME face very critical moments as they have totally no income at all. And the biggest issue is their cash flow. Because SMEs, majority of SMEs did not take bank loan. We did a survey. So SMEs, only 22.5% of SMEs taking the bank loan. So 77.5% of SMEs did not take bank loan. So their cash on hand is only can last until this month. March is about 33%. And next month, only 38%. So majority of SMEs facing a very critical at the moment is the cash flow issue.
Dato, one gets a sense that stakeholder engagement was a little bit lacking in this case. How much engagement did the government do with this in terms of the stimulus package?
I think the government did engagement with the different association, different chambers. You know, they did. We also submit our proposal, our budget, how government can help us. But I think since there are not much in our this similar package too. Why? Because I'm also not sure why they did not really seriously look into this, because government also have they did the survey. SME Corp also did the survey. There's a report submitted to the government. I think it's almost similar is what we are doing. I think the numbers are percentage are the same. So, but when from the similar package, when we see that they announce that there is nothing, really there is some assistance, but not much. Like especially just I mentioned that the cash flow, you can see the whole they are only focused on the loan, the business SRF for the SME. But SRS, whatever business loan to the company are focused on generate business. So any businessman to take a loan from the bank are using the money is used to generate profit to run the business. It's not to pay the fixed expenditures. This is very important. But the government thought that the SME can. Government already allocate the loan. Why can't SME go and take this loan and pay the expenditures? I think this is totally wrong. SME should not, the businessman would never take a single cent from the bank borrowing and go and pay the expenditure when you got totally no income from there.
What were some of the recommendations, the proposals that you submitted to the government which were not adopted?
Okay, what we have proposal to the government is very important that I just mentioned cash flow issue. So SME, government should come out a very special commercial loan only to assist those SME, like they have only can last until March or April. They can take some loan, a specific loan for the expenditure. That loan is only used for the expenditures, not for the business. Specific loan. So if they can, they foresee that after the recovery of the COVID-19, they can continue the business, they can generate income, and then pay back this loan. Then this is the main idea. The second is what we propose is salary payments, the wages. I think the government announced that the employer not allowed to negotiate, not allowed to pay cut, not allowed to get the employee to take unpaid leave. You must pay full amount of the wages. I think this is killing the SME because totally no income. A lot of this is the critical period. I think employer, employee willing to come together to overcome the crisis. I think employee also don't want to lose a job, don't want to be the layoff. They're willing to work with employer, they're willing to negotiate with employer. Okay, since during this COVID period, there's no income, they're willing to take 50% pay or 30% pay to cross this crisis. But government announced the announcements that the employer not allowed to do that. This is the one to kill the SMEs. This is why, and if you are taking any assistance from the government, government only allocates 600 ringgit to assist the SME. Those who sales drop 50%, you can only claim 600 ringgit subsidy from the government. I think this is a conditional. I think it's not good. It's very bad for the SME. You have to fulfill all the conditions, then you're only able to claim 600 ringgit. This should be open. And that's what we propose. I think from the statistics department, average wages for the below 4,000 is about 2,308. So we hope that the government can subsidize 50% of this. The mean is 1,002. You know, we hope that every employee for 6 months, so that SME can overcome their financial issue.
In a survey your association did, you found that 50% of SMEs were closed down in Malaysia. Singapore's association also ran a survey with their SMEs, and 86% of respondents say they could ride this out. Of course, the survey questions may be slightly different, and also the number of respondents. But I'm getting the sense that SMEs in Singapore seem more optimistic than SMEs in Malaysia. And why do you think that might be the case? Or maybe your experience could be different if you could just tell us what it's like.
The difference is Singapore government help the SME because they are really helping the SME to pay the wages of the all the staff of the SME. But the Malaysian, we don't have this. That's why I say assistance. Why I say that more than 50%. You can see the survey we did. The cash flow can only last until March, 33%. And until April, it's 37%. Added up, it's about 50, 60%, you know, 70% of the SME. This will be affected by the discount. So I estimated 70% the cash flow until April. That means 50% will close down, definitely will close down because they cannot sustain anymore. You know, they got no income. That means this will close down. So we hope that government can step in, like Singapore, to come in and help. At least to rescue those SME, it's good SME, those who are making profit for the past, but their cash flow on hand is very tight because they did not take bank loan for the last, when they started business, as I say, 77.5% did not take a bank loan. So this is company, we hope the government can really help them and to overcome that, so they can reduce the number of bankruptcy of the or close down of the SME.
So let's say 50% of them do close down and maybe a good percentage will have to declare themselves bankrupt. Do you think we need to amend the bankruptcy laws to help some of these entrepreneurs get back onto
definitely.
Their feet? And what changes do we need?
I think definitely we hope that the government can, if we bankrupt, I think government should seriously look into it, how to amend or during this COVID-19 or affected the SME, you know, should not go for bankrupt, you know. So you should be able to give them some room for them to overcome their bankruptcy, and then later on they can recover back. I think we need the country, we need the SME. If without SME, I think our country economy also will be collapsed. because if you can see 97, the economy crisis come down, I think SME are safe. Why SME are safe? They did not hit the SME. You see, 70% of SME did not take bank loans. So this SME, who the one who built out the economy very fast, those who take bank loan, those who the big corporation, they are badly hit by the economic crisis. This is why I say this round government should focus on helping the SME so the SME can rebuild the country, rebuild the economy faster. You know, when the COVID-19 or this disease over, I think we should be able to rebuild the economy.
Dato, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. That was Dato Michael Khan, the president of the SME Association of Malaysia. And some key highlights there were that the SMEs contribute about 38% of GDP to the GDP of this country, about 10 million jobs. And one of the key things they, I think he expressed there was a 50% wage subsidization, which is about 1,200 ringgit. And the current one is 600 ringgit, which is really a quarter of what they think they want. Now,
They want the government to step in mm-hmm. and subsidize the lower paid workers, which I presume forms the bulk of it, of the wage bill. But what is interesting for me is that they submitted a whole list of recommendations to the government. The engagement existed. It did happen. It's just that the proposals were not taken up.
Right. And now we're going into a few messages. And when we come back, the breakfast grill after the 8 a.m. news bulletin, where Noel Lim will be speaking to Ng Ek Meng, the CEO of TA Asia Health Partners, owned by TPG and runs CVS KL, based in KL Central. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.